You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober. She's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, test, hit your knee, go ahead.
Testing.
All right.
Testing.
Everything is copacetic. Everything is on the rise.
Everything is, what was the word you used?
Copacetic.
Oh, copacetic.
Yeah, you never heard of that?
I have not.
You've never heard copacetic?
No.
You get the fuck out of here. You're kidding me. You're really kidding me.
I've never heard copacetic.
It's copacetic. It's good. It's
copacetic, cool. I've heard.
Copa what?
Copacetic.
Maybe. Either one of them.
Do you want to Google it?
Let's see. So, hold on.
Oh, we're not rolling?
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Test. Yeah, we're rolling. We're rolling. Copacetic or copacetic. I don't fucking know. Who cares? You know what I'm saying. Let's go. Let's move
it's
on.
It's copacetic.
What I told.
C-O-P-E-S-T-H-E-T-I-C.
Yeah, copacetic. I said that.
Oh, no. That's not right.
What is it? It's copacetic.
No, it's C-O-P-A-C-E-T-I-C. Copacetic. So.
Oh, boy. The vocabulary police is in effect.
Copacetic. It was funny to me.
Where'd you get that big order from?
Really?
Yeah, we didn't have those in the house.
We did not have this size water in the house.
No.
So where... Now, let's... I mean, let's get to the bottom of it. Where did this big bottle of water come from?
Did you get it this morning? Did you go out to the store? Did you come home with it last night? That's what I'm asking.
Is this really okay? You want to go? You, I bought it yesterday morning.
So you saved it that long?
Then I left it in the car.
Uh huh.
And where I was going had water. So I didn't need it.
Who buys a water that big?
Then I forgot all the way home. I was thirsty driving home, and I forgot I had this water. I looked down, there it was on the floor of the passenger.
Who buys your water that big?
Well, let's once again. Who does buy a water this big?
Yeah.
Is it me?
I'd like to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I just told you that I bought this water. So
it's pretty big. Were you planning on having it for the whole day?
How is this in any way interesting to you? Like, what do you care? Like, if I saw a bottle of water in the house.
No, I thought maybe you would.
I wouldn't be like, what? Where did that come from?
I thought,
oh, hey! Whoa!
I thought maybe you went to the store this morning.
Well, then why didn't you just say that? Hey, did you go to the store this morning? Instead of, like, these dumb questions about fucking water.
Well, what's
if that was really your intent, is to find out you went to the store, then you would say, oh, did you go to the store this morning? And then I'd say, no, why did you think that? Oh, because you had that water.
Did you go to the store this morning?
No, I did not.
Oh.
That water is from yesterday. But instead, I think that's why I get so irritated with you. Because it's like bizarre questioning.
It wasn't questioning. It was one question. It's not questioning.
No, it wasn't. It was, where did you get that water? Where did that water come from? Which to me is like, where do you think it came from? It came from a store. Mm-hmm. I didn't fucking manufacture it and then like paint on smart water onto a bottle. Like, yeah, I bought it from a store.
Yes, you did.
And then there's only one other person in this house that buys things.
Me and you.
It's so which one? And then you got to say to yourself, well, I didn't.
I didn't buy it.
No, so...
You bought it. I knew that you bought it.
That question gets answered. Most people, those synapses have already happened inside their head without...
Those what?
A question ever being asked.
Those synopses?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say that.
Synapses, I said.
It's synopsis.
Well, I don't think so. Agree to disagree.
Synopsis.
That's a different word.
No.
A synopsis, you're using it as a noun, like a short... description of something.
You think it did.
And I'm saying synapses, which is a verb, I think. Or maybe no, it's still a noun.
You think you're the smartest person?
I'm not. I
you really
no,
think?
Everyone else just speaks and they're not like constantly being like everyone else just says stuff and then nobody constantly is like, oh, that's not a real word. And then you have to defend yourself.
Who
and
says
like,
that's not a real word? You do to me.
No, you I just no. mock. But no. you really no. like or you'll be like you. Nobody I'll say like hypothetical. Nobody uses that word.
Certain words you try to use that other people don't use. Like you would never use it.
Well, then I get called out and then I have to like well, we I sitting, think it means this or I no, think it means that.
If we were sitting at the stand.
If we were sitting at the stand.
And who drinks what's coconut
oh,
water?
Oh, here we go. Who drinks coconut water? Well, you've seen it go up to my lips. So let's see if those synapses can make the
But what the fuck is connection. Coconut water?
What the fuck is coconut water? Another classic Voss question that I'm supposed to spend energy answering.
I'm just saying, is it water with a little tint of coconut in it to give it a little flavor? Is it like a soda? Is it, what is it? I never had
it's
it.
It's the water you find inside of a coconut.
No fucking way.
Yes.
That's
delicious.
Do you really think they're smashing open a bunch of coconuts for that? It's got to be.
I tell
artificial.
You what, I do think.
Look at
your fucking head's gonna get smashed open.
Look at the
second.
Ingredients. It'll say one part coconut water. I guarantee it.
It says all that's in this is coconut water. You dumb motherfucker.
No, give me
yes.
This. Give me
it's this is pure. Coconut water with pineapple. So there's a little bit of pineapple.
Oh, yeah. There's the catch
it's
right there.
All, it says coconut water, pineapple puree. That's it.
Yeah, there's the catch. What percentage of what is what?
I mean, that doesn't say percentages.
Yeah, that's where they get you. Because it's...
But the coconut
hard.
Water is the number one ingredient. What are we doing on this podcast?
I'm just saying.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop sucking me into your... This is what he does all day. This is a perfect example of what I have to fucking... You know, there'll be something cooking on the stove. Who's cooking this?
No.
You know, it's like endless.
No.
There's chicken going on. Why is there chicken here? You know, it's like...
No, I like to get to the bottom of things.
Well, you do some of the heavy lifting on your own. You don't need answers for a lot of this shit.
Closer to the mic.
No.
Do some of the heavy lifting on my own. What does that fucking statement mean?
It means use your own fucking brain for some of the answers.
Well, that's not the heavy lifting.
You can put together... You like. You think you're so...
Detective-like?
Yeah, and you know what's going on, but you'll be like, why is that cup there?
No.
Like you'll waste energy asking stupid stuff.
I don't ask stupid stuff. I like to get to the bottom of things.
What's coconut water?
No, I mean like what is it? You know.
You are so... It's... I know people, this is the kind of podcast where people be like, okay, did you guys write that and then say it? Is that fake or not fake? Well, guess what, folks? Your guess is as good as mine. There was a hint when he said copacetic that I thought he did that purposely wrong.
No, that's the
But listen, I'm only 70% sure. I don't know 100%. Then we get into this nonsense. Again, if he's joking, he's doing it all day, every day. He's really committed to this fucking shit.
All right, let's move on. I got my answers.
All right, move on.
I got my answers.
Move on.
Bonnie directed.
Okay, this is the classic. What? Because you go, before the podcast, you go, oh, we'll talk about you directing the commercial. And then I was like, oh, that'll be fun. He'll basically say you directed a commercial, then sit back and wait for me to somehow spin something into gold. And then he'll just dead eyes throughout what I'm talking. Then I'll just sort of run out of steam. And then you'll be like, now, I was.
No.
The energy jumps back in.
No.
I did a roast battle. And one of the people.
Okay. Yeah. No. Do you want to ask me something specific about it?
So, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
How was it directing a commercial? How was it? Do you like it?
It's, I don't know.
It was a real commercial, national or regional?
I don't know if I'm allowed to actually. Someone told me, like, you're really, because I put it on Instagram and someone said you should be careful because they're actually very, they like to keep these things tight.
Under wrap?
Under wraps until they release them.
It's under wrap, not under wraps.
I think it's under wraps.
Either one.
Agree to disagree.
So you went there. How big was the crew there? How many people? Were you the boss of everybody?
Well,
no.
I don't know if I don't know. Was. I don't know if I'm the boss of anyone, really. The director's like on a commercial is weird because it's like the people who write it are with an ad agency, so the ad agency's there, and there's tons of people from the ad agency there who I didn't meet
any
them
hot
all.
Girls?
I didn't walk in and go, "Hi, I'm Bonnie McFarlane. I'm the director. Hello." I just went, put my stuff. Like it was like I was like.
Did you have a director's chair?
I asked for one. I never got it.
What did you get? A little fucking
fold-up? An apple box.
You had to sit on a little box?
Well, no. I mean, it was a beautiful, beautiful... We shot in this beautiful house. Like, stunning. On the water on Long Island. And...
keep it under wraps.
Keep it under wraps. And...
wrap.
Then... So the house was... You know, that's a funny thing, too. It's, like, supposed to be just a sort of, like, regular, you know, freshly married couple. They have two kids.
You're giving too much away.
And it's, like, they live in this fucking palace. But anyway, I knew a couple of the people, obviously, from the production company, and I knew the...
You know the people that own the house?
No, but I met them when I did the location scout.
Were they young?
No.
Loaded, tons of money.
Tons of money. Boat, two or three boats that you could see.
No.
Yeah. A sailboat and then another like.
So that would be two.
And then one to get to the boats. They had a boat to get to the boats.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, if you really want to know, yes. It was just easy. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I think I might be good at it.
I think I'm going to get into it, I told you.
I know, and then on the way home, I was telling Rich, I was like pumped because it went really well and it was funny. And I was telling Rich, and then he was immediately like, I'm going to do it. I'm probably going to get into it.
Into directing, yeah. I have a good eye. I have one good eye.
The thing is that I'm sure you could direct. You're good. You're funny. You understand what a scene needs, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like... It's very, very time consuming. It's very, very nitpicky.
No, but she hears how
like people like they'll be like, what about that picture? Should it be moved over an inch and a half? And then there's been like a lot of time and a lot of like people, yeah, like all these, like because the ad agency was there, the client was there.
But this
there,
is how I would do it. I would
the production company was there, so all those people weighed in. Every time
I would,
everything.
I would
on a fucking shirt. They'd be I don't know. How about the short sleeve? How about the long sleeve? How about the button down?
I'm the director, and I would put an end to it. I go, look, this is how.
But that's the thing is that you're on a movie, you might be the big boss, but on a commercial, you're really not. You're just one of the voices.
That's why I'm going straight to movies.
Oh, you're going to just do like big movies.
Straight to movies because yeah,
you should.
I don't have time to listen to people, you know, over little stuff.
That was definitely the hardest thing was to pretend I was interested in these discussions and they'd be like, which apron? And you'd be like, who gives a shit? I don't care. It doesn't matter to me, but you have to pick one. You have to have a decision. So you have to figure a reason why that one's better than that one. You'd be like, well, you know, soap suds are more visible on that one. You know, I don't know. It's like, who knows?
All right. Well, you still knocked out a commercial.
But as far as the...
It was less than a year ago you were taking a commercial course.
I took a commercial directing boot camp.
And now you're already directing.
I've directed like a bunch of stuff since then.
What's in your eye? You're a big director now, right?
No.
A lot of these female comics not only look up to you as a comic, as, you know, a lady who was in the forefront of comedy in the beginning, and now, it's early here. Now you're a director. Woo! I'm impressed. Are you?
I love doing it. I mean, I just, I felt,
when do you get
it
paid?
Felt good.
When do you get paid?
That's a good question. When I was leaving, I made the joke that I just had to get my cash, get paid in cash and leave. I got a big laugh.
Is that what you did? You thought you got a big laugh?
I got several big laughs throughout the day, let me tell you. I'm good with crew.
You bring comedy to the set.
That's right.
Did anybody have
to... They laugh at what's going on the scene, and then when we're resetting up for something else, I give them a little comedy.
Like, in the middle of it, if you had a poop, did you have to go upstairs or say, cut, I got a poop?
I pooped three times yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I don't know why. It was just like, I had to go when I got there, and then they were starting to
set
up.
In a stranger's bathroom?
And there was only one bathroom for everyone had to use. We weren't allowed to use the upstairs bathrooms. And, So they were waiting for me on set, so I had to, could only just do a little. I had to power through, get out there.
Whoa.
So then later, of course, after lunch, I had to, and then one more time before I left. I never quite got the whole thing.
You're gross.
You brought it up, bitch. I'm telling the truth.
It's truth.
But there's like that fear that it's not going to flush or something. There's always like a lineup. You're like, oh, God.
I have no fear because
I flush right away. As soon as it plop, flush. Then do another flush for the rest. For the.
All right, let's
move
on.
That way,
you
know, smell. Little pooping tip.
The smell is from the gas that comes up in the air.
Doesn't matter. You flush right away. It's a lot. It's a lot less.
Right. Also, Women Aren't Funny, our movie. Just cut a deal with Sundance Now.
How old is this movie? What?
How old?
Yeah, like a what?
When it came out, you were fuckable.
Okay. So 3 days ago.
Whoa.
Oh, the crew would have laughed at that. Let me tell you something about those lighting guys. They would have loved it.
When did it come out? It came out, what, 3 years ago? How old was Raina when we filmed it?
Okay, so it has to be like,
we filmed it probably 6 years ago. It probably came out
at least five, maybe six or seven years ago.
It didn't come out. We filmed it like, she was like 4 years old.
I did Letterman the day before it came out. So Letterman hasn't been on the air. And
well, it's just,
let's see what the last year Letterman.
Well, that wasn't the last year he was on, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Bonnie's looking up something. The last year Letterman was on the air. Oh, brother, brother, brother. The roast. Go ahead.
I can't find it. Late show.
Hurry up. People are sitting on the edge of their seats.
Okay, wait.
God, don't you... See, this is what's wrong with this podcast. You don't come prepared. I'm always prepared.
Final episode date, 2015.
No, so it came out way before 3 years ago. It came out four years ago.
Oh.
4 years. So it came out 4 years ago, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I would say 4 years ago, because for 2 years it was maybe 3 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, because it was
whatever.
But anyhow, they just bought it, the Sundance Now Is that online or on
TV?
That's
a digital streaming service, Sundance Now, but easy to get.
But it's not on there yet. The deal's being cut. It'll be put on Sundance.
Yeah, I just checked it. It's not there just yet.
But that's like...
But they have cutting-edge documentaries.
They also have movies.
And movies, yeah.
Sundance Now.
But it's critically acclaimed stuff. It's not any old thing can't get on there. This is Sundance, bitch. But they're online streaming service.
So? That's where everything is headed towards.
Not prestigious...
No.
We did not get into, by the way, to their prestigious...
Film festival
with that movie.
We weren't ready. It wasn't ready for it then. Right when it was ready, it just finished Sundance, and we wanted to put it out. We didn't want to wait a year.
Oh. Wait, no, I'm sure we submitted it.
No.
A version of it.
Maybe. They're unready.
Maybe like a cut.
Well, anyhow, it's on Sundance Now. It's coming out on Sundance Now. I'm just saying, you know.
We're never going away.
We're so relevant. As unrelevant people. You know what I mean? So the whole world, or at least the country, talked about Michelle Wolf after her correspondence dinner set.
Yep.
People don't realize, like, you know, her content's her content. That's not what I want to talk about. People don't realize how hard it is to do 20 minutes of
brand new material.
Material that you don't do in your set, in your act. You know, she probably went over it maybe five. Let's even say 10 times, which I doubt, but let's say 10 times in the
city. Yeah, no way she did it 10 times in front of an audience. I'd say 3 times in front of an audience.
3 to 5 times. And that's reading it from the paper. You don't memorize 20 minutes
she
of
it. You didn't memorize it?
No, I'm saying you can't.
Oh.
So. People that say, oh, well, you know, she didn't have a flow or she looked unprofessional.
Oh, people said that?
There was some people, well, the people on the right that disagreed with her, yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't see any of those comments. It was just that she was, all the comments I saw were either that she was like too mean, too vulgar, whatever, or she fucking knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, too mean or too vulgar, that's... First of all, what do you hire a comic for to be who you are? And, you know...
I want it to be exactly like I want it to
If
be.
It was a conservative comic, they would have went after the left. A liberal comic.
And probably after Trump, too, because there's,
yes.
like...
Yeah, well, you can not...
And probably Kellyanne Conway, too, and probably Sarah Huckabee Sanders, too.
Well, but anyhow, so she had to do 20
because
minutes...
Because they are ridiculous.
She had to do 20 minutes of new comedy in front of the worst fucking audience on the planet. These people that are... So
also the
selfless.
Show that she had to follow was
I didn't see that
pretty boring and ridiculous. Like
I didn't see that.
But you know what? Even like her intro was like sometimes you get a bad intro, you're like, oh god. Like usually at a corporate gig or something, they'll be like, well, we have comedian Rich Voss here tonight. He went to high school at such and such a place. Like they just do the intro all wrong. That's how they did her intro. They said she was on the track team at her high school. Or
what
her
the
college.
Fuck
was that was one of the things in her intro.
What the
I mean, it's like so bizarre.
But wouldn't she
went to
how come
University
she didn't give them,
of North Carolina was she, on the track team, and here she is.
Why didn't she give them an intro? Hold on, I gotta blow. Go ahead.
I don't fucking know. You wouldn't think to give an intro.
Well.
You wouldn't, and even if you gave them an intro, you wouldn't be like, and also remember to say my name not at the beginning but at the end, you know.
I'm just saying.
Michelle Wolf is only 32.
I'm just saying. It's,
which is surprising to me. She's only been doing comedy 10 years.
Yeah.
That's kind of remarkable.
Yeah, it is.
It's not even kind of. It is remarkable. I mean, usually you're just finding your footing at 10 years.
10 years,
I think. It takes a long, long time.
Don't say anything about you passing gas like that in the middle of your speech.
I did.
I won't say a word about it.
That's like the oldest woman in the world. Like, well, I think that's quite remarkable.
Well, I'm saying it's probably the toughest fucking gig on the planet. It's got to be even 10 times tougher than fucking the Oscars, which none of these things, you know.
Well, it's got to be fucking intimidating. It's like so weird that like Wolf is just some chick that we saw sitting at the
Stand Up New York
waiting to go on the check spot is now like the president's tweeting at her, you know.
Did he tweet at her?
Yeah, she's this terrible comedian, no one liked her, whatever.
Why, you know,
but I mean, like, it is weird, do you think? Like, I mean, it's so bizarre.
Why would he say, you know, she's not a terrible comedian. You're just mad that she fucking went after your dumb administration.
Yeah.
I mean, Sarah Huckabee really is not using her own. She's saying what she has to say. She, you know.
Well, yeah, but she took a job that's a, you know.
No one would pass that job.
Yes, people do pass it, and I'm sure people have.
To be the press secretary?
I mean, she made a choice. She was like, okay, I'm going to be the press secretary for Trump. I'm going to get a lot of shit, whatever. Maybe she believes it, maybe she doesn't. That's irrelevant. She chose to do it. She put herself in that. She knew from the other guy that it was going to be.
Who was the other guy? Do you remember?
Spicer. Oh, really? Were you just going to school me and you didn't have the right name?
I had the right name.
Remember when they brought him out at the, like, Emmys or something?
Mm-mm.
It was weird.
Well, anyhow.
Anyway.
She was in a no-win situation.
Who?
Michelle.
Oh, I thought you meant Sarah.
In a no-win situation. And pulled it out. So, you know, whether it was, you know, her, you know, even like whatever, it's just a no win. You don't understand as a comic to go up and read, to do 20.
I do understand.
Yeah, you do. But the people don't.
But what you're assuming that they're. Like, once again, you're doing this weird thing where you're like, you don't understand.
They don't. They see a comic and they think, oh, that's her set. Or
these people that are listening to us actually are comedy fans. So they do get it.
Did Dennis Miller come up with his retort?
I tried to find out today.
He didn't come up with his retort yet?
No, I don't think he did.
Wasn't it supposed to be by Wednesday?
Yes.
He used to be so... I mean, people were going after Dennis Miller like... what did Carrie Snow go? You owe me money from Carrie Snow went after him bad. See what Carrie Snow said on Twitter to Dennis Miller. You know, they one of the most respected comics back in the day, you know, his special Black and White was like fucking brilliant. His TV show. Then he fucking, I think his downfall is when he did Monday Night Football. Like, why, you know, just he wasn't ready for Monday Night Football. His fucking hipness and his, you know, his big vocabulary and his coolness on Monday Night Football. Nobody wants to see that.
Finding it. I don't know.
Find Carrie Snow.
I'm trying.
She fucking...
Carrie Snow is a comedian that...
She was a big act too, right, back in the day?
I met her in the, like... 94, maybe.
She was a big headliner back.
She was a big headliner on a show that I was on. But she was really mad at the promoter.
But she's so nice, though. She's tweeted us or supported our movie. I think. Can't you put in Carrie Snow, Dennis Miller?
Huh?
On Twitter. Can you put in Carrie Snow, Dennis Miller? You can't put in both. She really.
I saw something, but I couldn't get to it.
It was pretty good. She basically called him an irrelevant fucking whatever. And you owe me money from something.
Oh.
From the condo they stayed in. But he's a conservative comic. So, of course, he's going to go in that direction. But what he did wrong was going, I'm going to do some research and come at you.
It's so weird that he said that. Like, he must have just totally not been thinking at all. Like, oh, comedians are going to destroy. Like, yeah. How could he?
What if he just came at her? Yeah. Then you would have gone, okay, well, that's what he's supposed to do. He's a conservative. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do some research.
I mean,
and I'll get back to you guys.
Just thank you for this gift, Dennis Miller.
What did someone say to him? And then he wrote, "Am I pretty?" or something.
No. He got an onslaught of.
Criticisms,
but then his next tweet was, "Am I pretty?" But also, could you imagine if he came out with like the best tweet ever?
He probably has a team of tweeters.
Like
help.
he's like all day yesterday. He's like, "It's still not good enough." Then he just decided.
Like I said, if he just started tweeting, smashing her, then we would go, "Well, that's what Dennis Miller would supposed to
right,
do."
Right.
Hold on, folks. Listen, I'm going to do some research. I'm going to fly into New York. I'm going to go to some of the clubs. I'm going to interview some people about Michelle's past. And then I'm going to get my team together, and we're going to come out with some good stuff. But it hasn't come out yet. So I'm kind of worried about him.
Yeah.
I'm worried. Well, someone wrote an article about Michelle and bestiality or something.
It's a newspaper generator app or something. So somebody just used this newspaper generator to put a story about Michelle Wolf is into beastie or got arrested for bestiality and put it out. And I guess it kind of started going viral.
How could she not sue this person for slander? I mean,
you could. I'm sure she has some kind of a case to do it. But why would you? It's like, it's the most ridiculous. Like, do you think Michelle Wolf, on her way into fucking the stratosphere of super famousness, really wants to take some time now to draw attention to a fucking nobody in a basement who has no money making fucking apps? Like, I mean... Do you think this stuff at all?
You got to put an end to this stuff. You got to use people.
Is that what you would do? Spend all your time?
No, I would just send somebody after them to at least scare them.
Gonna, like,
tell your lawyer.
All your money to sue somebody who.
I wouldn't sue them. I'd scare them.
It's gone like that.
Once it's on the internet.
You scare them? Is that what you would do?
It's not. Once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
Well, it's everybody knows it.
If somebody wrote something like that about you, you'd lose your mind all day long. I'd be hearing, you know.
I didn't say she's not upset about it. I'm saying, would she spend? Hey, Jew. No, she's not gonna fucking sue everybody who says something shitty about her.
Did you call me a Jew?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Sue me. Sue me now because you can't let this shit go. At least scare me. At least scare me for being anti-Semitic.
Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah,
come on.
Go ahead.
I'm showing you something. Yeah. And you're not even seeing.
No, you're not. You
it.
Got you went after women in that statement. You said, "Hey, Jew," because there's a lot of Jewish women. So you're basically saying the women's movement is fucking ridiculous. That's what you just said.
The women's movement?
Yes.
What the fuck era are you from?
What do you think it's called?
This women's lib is really starting to get out of hand.
No. The women's movement. What is it? The fucking, you know.
These bitches.
What?
You got the most feminist thing on the planet fucking bragging about it going on Sundance Now.
Who does?
You.
What do you mean?
Why is that feminist? You didn't know? Oh my God. I made a whole fucking feminist movie right under your nose and you did not know?
I don't think it was feminist. A part of it, I think it was more of a comedy. I think
it was pretty funny. I will say that, but it's.
Come on, we got to get through 13 more minutes because I gotta.
What? Stick your finger up your bum?
Bum? That's a dumb Canadian. Fucking bum. See, this homeless guy. I go
pick
stick
your
my
battles. Finger. Pick your battles.
Yeah, here's my
battle. Do you really
want
to come down on me for bum?
Yes, it's so. Dumb and corny.
I gotta say ass. I gotta swear.
Oh boy, that's a real curse word. Raina yesterday came home from school. Goes, I broke like 3 or 4 dress code rules. I go, what? She goes, my shorts were too short. They're supposed to be 5 inches above your knee.
Well, then her shorts today are too short, too.
Yeah. She wore a tank top yesterday. You're not supposed to wear them.
She wore that today, too.
Yeah, but she got away with it yesterday.
I didn't know. Well, now I'm going to get a note, letter.
Well, first of all, she's in fucking fifth grade, okay? There's not really you don't really need a dress code. Kids in fifth grade are allowed to wear tank tops. They're not,
like they're being too sexy?
Yeah, at fifth grade, it's kind of fucking ridiculous. Oh, those shorts are too high. You're in fifth grade. You're sixth
grade. But maybe it's also for the boys, and then the boys' stuff.
The sixth graders are going to look at you and go, whoa, look at this little hottie. It's out of hand. And then I read online, the Boy Scouts are changing their name.
To Scouts.
Because girls, why are girls joining the Boy Scouts?
First of all, before you get all up in arms, Mr. fucking...
What?
Miss... That's your name, Miss Ogenist. Miss Ogenist. No, the boys. Okay, the Boy Scouts of America changed its name to Scouts BSA. So they're still going Boy Scouts of America, but okay, Scouts BSA. And they've invited women to join them. No women were fucking banging down their door to join the Scouts.
Yeah, they were.
They didn't have any. Their membership's been going down, 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 and they wanted more members. You think the Girl Scouts of America is happy with it? I don't think so.
Are they letting boys join the Girl Scouts of America?
Probably not.
Yeah.
They like the segregation.
I was in the bagel store the other day.
Were you now?
And this dad came in with a son who was probably 14.
Mm-hmm.
In a scout uniform, shorts, the handkerchief, all the medals. And I felt so sorry that this kid is probably being tormented throughout life.
Why?
Walking around.
Maybe he enjoys it. Not every kid cares what other kids think.
I'm glad. I hope he's very proud of it because he had a lot of medals.
Well, he's not going to just walk around in it if he doesn't like
it. Maybe he's coming from an event or headed to an event.
Did he seem happy, well-adjusted?
No.
What did he seem?
Introverted.
Well, maybe this was good
loner,
for him.
A loner.
To find new friends.
He had a lot of medals, so he's probably good.
He must be good at what he does.
He's good at scouting.
He loves it.
Love scouting. All right. So let's move on.
I got to do a read.
Do your read.
Do your read. Because this came from Rob Sprantz and you. It says, it comes up, Robert Voss.
That's my brother's name. He's dead.
Were you telling me that or them that? Because obviously I knew that. Okay, guys, we got this bedding.
We do have it for real, though.
Yeah, because they sent it to us, and it is literally the best bedding
we've
ever slept in. Brooklinen.com.
I talked to Dr. Steve, and he doesn't do this ad, and he went out and bought it.
He went and bought these sheets because we talked about it so much, and... he also believes, he told us the other day, they're the best sheets he's ever
he
had.
He really did say it.
Yeah, they're go buy these sheets. You're gonna
get off my bills.
You're gonna be so happy that you did. I totally believe. I spend a lot of time in bed, not doing nasty things, just like reading and watching TV and
she
working on my computer.
She lays in bed like a sick woman.
I love it. I do a lot of work in bed. I don't have a desk, so I do it in bed.
You had one, but you got rid of it.
I don't need a desk because I have these sheets that are so comfortable and you just won't want to get out of bed. That's the downside. The good news is you'll sleep like a baby in these sheets.
I slept till 10 o'clock today.
Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. Over 15,000 5-star reviews. That's a lot. It's obviously they're good. They're also the winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. This is luxury bedding. Underpriced. You have to try these sheets today because there's no reason not to. They're really I don't want to say cheap because they're not cheap. They're good, but they're inexpensive. They're inexpensive.
They're affordable.
They're affordable. My Brooklyn sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Hold me to that statement, man.
Do you know every read we get, we love the products. I'm so glad that we get reads that we
no, the
like
ones
them.
That we don't like, we won't do them again. We just don't. So that's why we're not gonna keep doing. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive anniversary event happening this week only, starting Thursday, April 26th, and running through Tuesday, May 1st. Oops. It's May 2nd today.
Oh, well, then just tell them to get the sheets without the...
But get the sheets anyway. Get free shipping and up to 20% off statewide when you shop at brooklinen.com this week only. They rarely run events like this. Brooklinen is so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get free shipping and 20% off statewide is to go to brooklinen.com this week. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever. Enjoy.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we also have another read, too. Let's see.
What? I'm going to go get back into those Brooklinen sheets because I'm tired. That took it out of me yesterday. It's a long day.
Well, you know,
it's so crazy. You shoot from seven. We shot from 7 to like 7:30, and that's half hour. No, 7 a.m. to 7:30, and for 30 seconds. That's how it's very specific.
Oh, I've worked on a lot of movies. I know there's a lot of tedious.
But movies
work.
Do more than 30 seconds a day. You'd have to.
Oh yeah, because they would be there for. Whew.
I mean, break it down.
A two-hour movie?
Woo!
400 days.
Thank you.
You wouldn't have got that.
Mr. Matt, never.
400 days.
You've got to take that Band-Aid out of your ring. That's awful.
I'm going to get it fixed next time I'm in New York. It's a little too big.
I just
big.
Noticed it when we high-fived. Yeah, we high-five alone at home sometimes.
So... Next week, I'm in Magoobies, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, Magoobies.
Next week, 10, 11, and 12, I'm at Magoobies, Townsend, Maryland. Great club. It really is a good club. The week after, 17, 18, and 19. 17, I'm in New Hampshire. 18, 19, doing some stuff in Maine. It should be on my website, or just go Rich Voss, Maine. Google it. Offhand, I don't know the name of the venues. The 17th in New Hampshire. 18th and 19th in Maine. Next week I'll tell you the venues, but you could do some research now. Those are going to sell out because I've never worked Maine in my life. Ever been in Maine. I was there once with my first girlfriend. I went to Maine for some reason. Her family lived there. So 10, 11, 12 Magoobies. Then New Hampshire the 17th, 18th, and 19th in Maine. So there you have it. I'm going to do radio next week. I'm doing Craig Ferguson. I'm going to do Norton next week. And, you know, my plate is full. I need a bigger plate. That's what I'm telling you. I'm going to play golf again. I've been walking the courses. It's killing my legs. You got to do 10,000 steps a day. How does the average person do 10,000 steps a day? Seems like a lot. It's 5 miles almost. Well, 10,000 steps, about 3.3 miles or something. So, how many steps you do a day? You don't know. If you want a step counter on your phone, you can get a step counter. Saturday, I'm going to Apple. I have an appointment Sunday, not Saturday.
Honestly, I was like, can it get more boring than what's in your water? But. Steps, and then I was like, okay, that's as boring as it could possibly get.
No, a lot of people are into it.
And then I went to Apple. I mean, it's just...
I'm going to Apple to get a new battery.
You're talking about your Apple.
I'm saying people don't know this, but you can get batteries, new batteries for your phones. You know, they were saying, no, you got to upgrade, but you can get a new battery.
And that's what you're doing?
Yeah. And then I'm going to take her.
Meep.
Also, you know, all these people are buying Fitbits. And when I used to go get, I went to check out Fitbits. And they're so, they used to have ones you could put in your pocket. You know, now you got to get like a watch. You got to get a watch. It's like $200.
You're putting me to sleep. I can't.
Then I went online.
Keep my eyes open.
I went online and I got an old one, but I like the app on my phone. So I'm just saying, if you want, get the app on your phone.
On the next podcast, Rich explains cryptocurrency.
I got a fake email yesterday about doing a show, and the person said, we're having a birthday party for my mom. The place has air conditioning. Do you take Bitcoin? How much? I said 50,000. So maybe I'll get this show for 50,000 bucks. Sweet. What do you think?
I love it. Okay.
Don't go anywhere. We still have a little time.
No, no, no. I got a headache so bad. I can't even take it, honestly.
What do you have a headache from?
I don't know. It's probably... I thought it was a dehydration, which was why I was drinking coconut water, but...
That dog looks bow-legged. It is bow-legged. Look, look.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any more boring, Rich talks about the way our dog stands.
She's like an old man. She looks like an old man.
People bow-legged. Just gender her all the time.
Because you're bow-legged. You're bow-legged.
Come here.
She probably went poop upstairs or something. Do you have any plugs? Are you doing a...
I'm doing Yonkers Comedy Club on Saturday.
That's fun. That's a fun place.
Is it?
Yeah.
How far is it?
One of my fucking Google Maps?
Yes. Yes.
No. Like that comeback?
I loved it. What am I, Rand McNally? Remember you used to do that one before Google Maps.
Yeah. Then you used to do what am I, MapQuest after Rand McNally.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after...
Now Google. Now you say, wait, what are my ways?
What are my ways? You know, and then it's going to be, what am I, a satellite? Get it?
No, it doesn't really track, but...
A satellite. What do you think? How do you think they get all this information?
What am I? Before all that, they say, what am I, a carrier pigeon?
No, there was stuff before that stage. What
am I, a salmon?
Stagecoach. I don't like saying that word because I slur it.
Well, then don't say it. You should have said it to yourself. It's not funny enough.
What am I?
What do I? Stagecoach doesn't make any sense. A stagecoach isn't about direction.
Delivering.
No.
Oh.
No. No.
You're right. You're right. I was wrong. What do you want to call this podcast before we go? Copacetic?
Sure. How or agree to disagree.
No, we've used that. Listen.
I was thinking you could take any saying that you've heard a bunch of times and it'll make a good title for a romantic comedy.
All right, I'm cutting you off right
now. Name
there.
Anything. Name anything you've heard before.
All right.
Say any saying that you can think of right now.
Listen, Patreon. Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. What did we put up recently? We put up the live podcast with Bobby Kelly. You put up a video of me eating bagels?
I guess so.
We put up our last 20-minute podcast with Raina, who was the star.
Didn't you put up when I was filming you do the podcast? The last podcast? I filmed you doing the last podcast.
Then you would put it up.
No, it was on your phone. I filmed it on your phone.
I don't know.
So
I don't
put that in the Dropbox.
How do you get to the Dropbox? All right, patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. You know, what the fuck is $5 a month? It's $1.25.
$5 a month. That could be the name of a romantic comedy. Okay, go ahead. Any saying that you've heard before?
All right, I gotta go.
I gotta go. That could be the name of a romantic comedy.
We're gonna, what do
just
you want to
give
call?
Me any saying that you've heard of, a cliche.
Six or one, half dozen the other.
Half dozen of the other. That's a romantic comedy.
All right, I gotta go to the bathroom. You guys you're fantastic. This is a podcast that will go into the archives.
Yonkers Comedy Club, Saturday.
Next weekend, Magoobies. The weekend, New Hampshire and Maine. Go to richvoss.com for my dates. At richvoss on Twitter. Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. Thank you for listening to the top podcast in the country.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew?
Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.